Praise you, Lord. Father, we come before you tonight with humble hearts, with attitudes of gratitude, Lord, and with praise on our lips. You are the mighty God. You are the everlasting Father. You, Lord Jesus, are the one who, by your obedience to our Father, brought about so great a salvation, Lord. We thank you for that tonight, Lord. I thank you that your Spirit and your Word are true. They're operating all the time in our lives, revealing you, revealing truth, shining light in the negative and the dark corners of our hearts and our lives, places where we haven't surrendered our beliefs, Lord. I thank you that you're there and you're ministering to your people. Lord, I've already asked you to order my steps in your Word tonight. I've asked you, Lord, to speak through me, Lord. Use me tonight, Lord, to say what you have to say so the people will be edified, comforted, exhorted, and built up in love. Once again, we confess this is your time. We are your people. We give you praise and honor and glory. We give praise to that name that's above every name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On the way in tonight, I kind of had one of those deals where my mouth was in high gear. And as I shared with Gene, God began to minister to me and began to show me some things that he's been doing in me all week. You know what? It's a joy when the Spirit of God begins to minister to you and reveals truth in your heart. Amen? And he shows you those corners where, quite frankly, we need spiritual surgery. Amen. Amen. You forgive me if I get just a little excited tonight because, folks, I'm telling you again, my life's changing, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. God is exposing those areas, and he's doing surgery and bringing to me exactly what I need to begin to see, and not only to see, but to do what he says and to know that he's the one who's behind it in our lives. Amen? It's not happenstance. It's not by accident. God loves us, and he wants us to excel in him. You know what excites God? You know what excites God? When we speak his word out of our mouths, when we agree with him, and we say what the word of God says, not what our emotions, not what our feelings say, not whatever the things that we're uncomfortable about today, but when we speak his word, because we have been given authority in him to rule over this earth, have dominion over it. It's been restored to us. And I'm not sure every believer believes that. I'm not sure they even know that. But the truth of the matter is that it is the truth. Is that too simple for you? I wish there were more people here tonight. I hope we're recording this. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I am just about to bust my seams. If you want to get ready to turn with me, we're going to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And we're going to take a look at that, and I'm going to expound on some things there. Hallelujah. You know what's amazing? Can I just tell you something? Something that I finally realized. I finally got it in my heart. The reason we don't walk in the fullness of God, or the reason we question God sometimes, is because there's still fear in our hearts. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? In other words, we'll step up and we'll speak and pray over somebody else, but when it comes to us, we're afraid to speak it. You know why? We're afraid it might not happen. Amen. Amen. That's the only reason we talk in fear. When we talk fear is because we don't really trust God to the fullest extent. But thank God, that's why he's with us till the end. He's the one who began the good work in you. He's the one who will complete it. You're never going to be on your own if you trust him. Amen? You're never going to be on your own. He's sent the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to lead us and to guide us into all truth. to bring revelation to our spirits about the truth of His Word. He can't lie. Whoa. You mean to tell me that no matter what I think, He can't lie, and if His Word says it, it's going to come to pass? Yes. You can take it to the bank. Amen. Look at this with me. Verse 1, chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians. It says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God." It wasn't the man's wisdom or man's excellence, and it wasn't excellence at all in the respect of a man might consider excellence. It was by the Spirit of God that Paul was speaking and writing. Listen carefully. Verse 2, "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified." What does that mean? That means that no matter what I think, no matter what I feel, or no matter what comes my way, or no matter what voices speak to me, I am determined I'm not going to know anything but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And what does that mean? That means that what He did is true. What He did is forever. It's everlasting. He said it's finished. And we have what He says we have, and we can do what He says we can do in this life. Amen? And we will see in our lives the power and the glory of God manifest for a testimony to the kingdom of God and to His richness and His effectiveness and His glory. And the truth that's in the Word. It's the truth. God be true and every man a liar. Sometimes I think we need to quote that to ourselves about 1,500 times a day. Because there's so much bombardment from out there, from people who claim to be Christians. And again, we're not here to judge whether they are or they aren't. But the point is, you will know them by the fruit that's in their life. If they're not speaking blessing to you, if they're not speaking encouragement to you, then you need to put it on the shelf, reject that voice, and say, you know, I'm just... Say whatever God tells you to say. That's not from you, God. I'm not going to hear that. And pray for that person. Amen? Paul said, "I am determined not to know anything among you." I don't care what happens. I don't care what the circumstances are. I don't care if you bang your thumb with a hammer. I don't care if your car sputters and dies in the middle of the road. The truth of God is we're not to suffer loss. And if it happens, God will restore. Amen? He has given us the keys to the kingdom. And He's given us the kingdom down here. Amen? You ought to be shouting amen. Verse 3. "And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." I don't know a person here who doesn't want to see God's power demonstrated and active in their life. Not only in their own life, but so they can minister life to other people. Amen? How do you think God's going to set the crooked places straight, bring the high places low and the low places high, and give us a straight road? Is He going to come down and speak it? No. He's going to take those of us who will stand up once and for all and say, "I'm not going anywhere else. I'm not believing anything else. I'm not speaking anything else but what God says." And I remind you, God tells us, we'll give an account for every idle word. That's every unproductive word that comes out of our mouth. If we're not speaking life to one another, then there's only one other thing we can be speaking, and that's death. Amen. Amen. I want to speak life. I want to see the joy of God well up in each and every one of you and every person who's out there that I have the opportunity to minister, whether it's by the internet or by the people who sit here or people who come in here to this place. I want to see the joy of the Lord in there. You know, we're there. They know. They're steadfast. They're sure. They know that God's Word is true. There's no help anywhere else but in God. There's no answers anywhere else but in God. There's no hope anywhere else but in God. Amen? Hallelujah. Got that off my chest. And the reason is that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I told you just a few minutes ago, What excites God is us, Him hearing His word spoken out of our mouths, speaking into situations, speaking into circumstances, speaking into everything that is, and calling into being in our lives what He says is ours. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not wisdom of this age. Hello. Did y'all get that? Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. They reject Jesus, honey. It's all over. They're coming. They're already got one foot in nothing. Amen. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. You know what's a mystery to? It's a mystery to the unbeliever. The natural man does not receive the things of God, nor can he, because they're spiritually discerned. God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Amen? Hallelujah. And I guarantee if you don't know the Lord, you're so far from knowing the truth, it's unbelievable. Moving right along. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. See, it's a mystery to those people. They can't understand. They think we're nuts. We know they are. God says we're peculiar, a peculiar people. How many are happy to be peculiar for the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. The hidden wisdom of God ordained before the ages for our glory. Now, if you're wondering what that's saying there, I'll just give you what I think right now. I believe what God's saying is if you'll do this, and you'll speak my word, and you'll trust me with everything, in every detail, in every circumstance, whatever's in the darkest corner of your life that you've been struggling with, if you'll speak the word of God, then when you stand before Him, you will receive, the Bible says, a crown of glory. Amen? Hallelujah. Which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, which would have kept us from having the salvation, the gift that we have, the sozo, operated by the agape, love of God, being revealed that we're safe. We're saved from something. From sin, sickness, disease, poverty, calamity. Two, the blessings of God. Health, prosperity, wisdom, mental stability, physical stability. Amen? Hallelujah. I've been telling you for the past few weeks, what you see here right now is not the final outcome. And I'm telling you more than ever in my life, I believe that tonight. Because God's been doing spiritual surgery on me. He's revealing, He's shining His light in the darkest crevices of my soul. My heart, my mind, my will, and my emotions. And that's where we get messed up, is we operate too much in our mind and our will and our emotions, not in the Word of God. Amen? Oh, y'all are not too excited about saying amen to that. Verse 9, but it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those that love Him, those who love Him. Amen? But God has revealed them to us through what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. It takes the Spirit to reveal those things. It takes us listening and actively being involved with the Word, actively being involved with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by the Word of God. You got to get in the book. You know, how many times have you heard in past years that, you know, read the Bible, there's hidden treasure there. Well, yeah, amen, there is. It tells you who you are. It tells you what you have. It tells you what you can do. It tells you that you've been delivered and set free, that your sins been removed as far as the east is from the west and placed in the deepest sea, and it can't be remembered anymore. Hallelujah. He's translated us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. He's fulfilled the law of sin and death and put us under the law of Christ Jesus, the law of liberty. Liberty in Christ Jesus. How many of you feeling liberty when you're sick? When you're laid up in bed? When you've got physical ailments? Does that feel like liberty or does that feel like bondage? Let me ask you a question. Is that from God? No. Amen. I'm glad we all agree. I want to read verse 12 again. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. No. I'm sorry, Gene. I wish you'd have said something sooner. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that is from God, that we might know things that have been freely given to us by God. Verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches. Listen to me. You know what I heard? I heard two Christian doctors say that every malady that humans suffer in this day and age are caused by doctors because of the garbage they prescribe for us. Gene corrected me. I thought I heard a certain medication that they've been giving to people for years now for cholesterol something like that, and that causes Alzheimer's. Now, let me ask you a question. Y'all got ears just like I do. Y'all hear the commercials. Name one medication that you've ever heard of that didn't have at least three or four side effects that can counteract or kill you more than the one thing that it's supposed to bring relief to. Hello? Sometimes we got to let God open our spiritual eyes, and we got to smell the coffee. Well, that's right, but if it wasn't available to them, Well, when they don't know God, you're right. Nobody has a choice without God. Absolutely. Verse 13, these things also which we speak in the not in the words of wisdom, not which... man's wisdom teaches, but the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things, hello, to spiritual. Listen carefully. But the natural man does not receive the things of God or the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. If you want to get in trouble in a hurry, rely on man's wisdom. Amen. Amen. Verse 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things. Now, what does that mean? That's not talking about judging each other. That's talking about judging what we hear, weighing what we hear and what we believe. Throwing out the things that are no good, that aren't going to be helpful, that don't speak the Word of God, and equip us to walk in the things of God and to receive and see and understand and walk in the spiritual things, which are what? Life and truth. Amen? Life and truth. Finally, in verse 16, for who has mind than known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In verse 14, when it says the natural man doesn't receive the things of God, they're spiritually discerned. It's only by the Holy Spirit. It's only by the Holy Spirit. You're not going to get there any other way. And you know, one of the things that I can tell you is the fact that in the things of God, and some of the spiritual surgery God's doing on me, is the fact that everything that I have believed is true, and it's for me. And it's for you. Family of God, nothing is left out. Nothing. I forget the entirety of the scripture, but the last part of it says, will he not also freely give you all things? Amen? Freely. We sing the song, freely, freely you have received, freely, freely give. Go in my name, and because you what? Because you believe, others will know that I live. Amen? Hallelujah. That's a fact. Well, and that song may not be actual scripture. It's based in scripture. Amen? Hallelujah. The reason we see such foolishness coming from our politicians and from Washington and those people on Capitol Hill is because they don't know the mind of the Lord, because they're not the Lord's. And if they are, they're not standing up for what they should be standing up for. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that you'd send your word and deal with them and bring them back into a right walk with you, and let them be a shining light in Washington and the world for you, for your glory and honor. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know it's exciting. And you know what gets more exciting is when all of a sudden, it seems like, just like the children of Israel, you know, we kind of go around Mount Sinai several times before we finally gets in. But thank God that the Spirit of God, and God does not give up. That's why he sent the Holy Spirit. The Comforter. It's comforting to know he's there. It's comforting to know that he's shining the light of God and the light of God's Word in our lives so that we can excel in the things of God. Not be mediocre, not just get by. So there won't be happenstance in our life, but we'll see the manifestation of the Word and the glory of God. Amen? The wisdom of God. And that's why we come to church. Me too. Me too. I want it settled in my spirit once and for all. And when I speak, I want to see what God's promised. And you know I'm the biggest hindrance to that. Amen. Y'all are too. And we've heard many, many times we're our own worst enemy. You know, I tell you what, with the carnal mind, the enemy doesn't have to do nothing. We'll just run amok just by our carnal mind. I don't like that thought. How about you? Hallelujah. He whom the Lord has set free is free indeed. And no good thing will he withhold from us. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I pray this encourage you tonight. It's not long-winded, but it's direct and to the point. Amen. I'm blessed. I pray you are. And we got time now to either fellowship a whole lot or give some more praise and worship to the Lord. Good songs tonight so far. Amen. If you need prayer tonight, I want to pray for you. I want to excel in the things of God. I don't want to be mediocre. I don't want to just keep going through the motions or taking another trip around Mount Sinai. I want to walk into the promised land. And I want everything I do and everything I say to bless other people. Amen? That starts, you know, if you can't pastor in your own house, you can't pastor. Amen? Amen? You try and go and help the church when your own life and your own marriage is a mess? Shame on you. See, I can say that because that's probably what I did in my early years. I was so caught up in the prestige of it that, you know, and it wasn't that I didn't love my family, but they got left in the back because I wasn't ministering to them. I laid my life down for the church, but I didn't know what the Word of God says. I didn't lay my life down for my wife, for my children. And that wasn't the example Jesus gave, was it? Amen. Shout on me if you can't shout amen. So, thank God I am changing. I'm reminded of an old song. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Saved by His blood. Joined hands with Jesus as we travel this sod, this earth. Amen. Thank God I am free. Amen. I'm free tonight. And you know, every time something like this comes up, it doesn't bring, to me it doesn't. I don't believe it does to you either. But every time God brings something like this up, for a minute I'm a little embarrassed. But on the other hand, I thank God and I rejoice and I get so excited. I just can't hardly, I'm beside myself. Because God is still working in my life. And I need it as much as anybody else. And you need it as much as anybody else. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to the Jews and unto the Greeks. Amen. Hallelujah. God loves you. I love you. And He loves us so much there's nothing that He's withholding from us. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's loved us with an everlasting love. And that means that everything He's promised, He is and He will do. Amen. You missed a good place to say amen. Glory to God. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You're so awesome. You're so awesome. Thank you, Lord, for revealing to me my shortcomings. As I cry out, as I've cried out, Lord, thank you for revealing to me my shortcomings. I repent, Lord. And I'm determined, like Paul, not to know anything among anybody except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And that's going to be my answer, Lord, to everything in my life, in their lives. It's Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I give you praise. I give you glory and honor. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for manifesting your life in mine and bringing me into the image and likeness of yourself, Lord Jesus, and these people also. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory and honor. We extol you, Lord. Hosanna to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I proclaim that you're Lord of everything in my life. Lord of all. Thank you, Lord. Bless your people now. Seal your word in their hearts. Let this message, Lord, go in and let them meditate on it day and night. Don't give them rest, Lord, until they get the fullness of what you have for each one tonight. I thank you that your word was sent. It does not return void. And it accomplishes in every life what it needs to accomplish in Jesus' name for your honor and glory and for the kingdom and the ministry in this world. Bless your people, Lord. Thank you for safety and protection in all they do and in every place they go, Lord. In Jesus' powerful, wonderful, mighty name, that name that's above every name. Amen.